So let's review. Our shir began by discussing whether a person is allowed to make kiddush or havdalah on beverages other than wine. The Gemara first relates a story where a Amemer visited a city where shichra, beer made from dates, was the chamar medina, the wine of the land, and he made havdalah on date beer because yayin, wine, was not available. The Gemara then presents a question. Can one make kiddush on date beer? Rav Chisda answered him that a person is not allowed to make kiddush on date beer. Rav Chisda then added in the name of Rav, K'shem she'im mekadshin alav, kach ein mavdin alav. Just as one cannot make kiddush on date beer, one cannot make havdalah on date beer. Rav Chisda disagrees with a Amemer, who says that one can make havdalah on date beer. The Gemara continues in its discussion and presents a braisa. Tanrabban, ein mekadshin el al hayayin, ve'im avarchin el al yayin. One can only make kiddush on wine, and one can only make a bracha on wine. The Gemara asks, Atu ha-shichr v'amayim mila mevarchin alayi shakal ni b'dvar? Do we not make a bracha shahakal on beer and water? We most certainly do. How can the Brisa say that one can only make a bracha on wine? The Gemara answers, Amar Baya, hachikama. In Eimrin have koishal bracha levarach el al yayin. The Brisa was referring to koishal bracha, that a person can only say berchas amazon on a cup of wine and not of a different beverage. The Gemara then presents the opinion of Reb Elazar by Reb Shimon, Mikachin ala Sheikher. Kiddush can be said on beer. To summarize, our Gemara discussed the use of beer, and for that matter, any Chamar Medina for Berchas HaMazon, Kiddush, Havdalah. Berchas HaMazon, all agree that beer cannot be used. Kiddush, we have a Machlekes whether beer can be used. Havdalah, also a Machlekes. The Gemara goes on to discuss how much wine one must drink after making Kiddush. Mat'imas yayin kolshu. The Tanakhama says any amount is enough. Basically, Yehuda Imer, Maloy Lugma. Basically, this says a person must drink a cheekful of the wine. The Gemara next returns to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned, Avrei Pesachim Samach Lemincha Leyechel Adam. One is not allowed to eat a meal Erev Pesach from Samach Lemincha, close to the time of Mincha, until the evening. Ibailu. Samach Lemincha Gedoy Letanan, Aydilma Samach Lemincha Ketan Letanan. Is the Mishnah referring to Mincha Gedoyla and half an hour after midday, and Samach Mincha Gedoyla would be noon, or Mincha Ketana, 3.5 hours after midday, and Samach Mincha Ketana would be 3 p.m.? The Gemara explains the reasoning of each possibility. Samach Mincha Gedoyla Tanan, Mishnah Pesach. Is it referring to Mincha Gedoyla and the Isra to eat is so that the person should not get distracted and forget to bring the carbon Pesach that is brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach? Oy Dilma, or is it referring to Mincha Ketana? And the Isra to eat is so that he will have an appetite for eating the matzah. Ravina presented a braisa to answer the question. Toshima, I feel like Gripas HaMelech Shehu Rogel Lechel B'Tesha Shars, Oysa Yoyim Lo Yoychel Atchatechshach. Even that Gripas HaMelech would usually start his first meal of the day, 2 hours after midday, should not eat on Erev Pesach before nightfall. The Gemara explains. If we say that the Isra is from Mincha Ketana, then we can understand why the Brisa first taught Gripas, as the Rashbam explains. First, he didn't eat all day. Second, he was starting his meal before the time of the Isra. And the Brisa is teaching us that although he was accustomed to eat at this time, and we might think that for him it should be considered like the morning meal of others, nevertheless, since he knows the meal will extend past the time of the Isser, he may not start his meal. But if the Isser is from Samach Lemecha Gedoyla, why would the Brisa refer to Agrippas? Samach Lemecha Gedoyla is midday. Of course it's us for him to start his meal after the time of the Isser. The Gemara continues. Amar Asi, Aval, Matvel Hu B'mini Targima. Although one may not eat a meal, he is allowed to eat foods like fruit or meat. The Gemara then relates two customs that individual Amiram had regarding eating on Erev Pesach. Rava have a shasi chamer kule mali yem de pischa, ki hecha de negrori lelibe. Rava would drink wine all day on Erev Pesach in order to whet his appetite to eat the matzah at the Seder. The second custom was Rav Sheshes have a yasid betanisa kol mali yem de pischa. Rav Sheshes would fast the entire day of Erev Pesach. The istinus have, because he was very sensitive, and even a small amount of food in the morning would not allow him to enjoy the matzah at night.